Natasha Gibbs, Data Service 6/18/2025. LATASHA, GIBBS. Date of birth 2/4/87. Date of accident 8/18/2024. Natasha Gibbs is here for a evaluation follow-up visit today. She was last seen on 5/29/2025. She is a victim of an automobile accident where she was involved in a head-on collision, sitting in a front seat as a passenger, restrained. This has caused her headaches as well as symptoms of pain involving both the shoulders, especially the left shoulder is quite painful with decreased range of motions, and pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in the left knee causing her difficulty in walking. Her MRIs have yet not been done. Initially, she was having severe headaches along with vomiting, dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, and lack of focus, lack of concentration, nausea. Currently, she has minimal symptoms of TBI, but she has headaches. There is no dizziness, vertigo, no vision problems, there is a loss of memory and loss of balance still present. She reports anxiety, depression, panic, and difficulty sleeping. The pain syndrome is still the same, affecting the left shoulder, left knee, neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 9. And she is unable to lift her arm beyond 90 degrees of abduction. And she has numbness and tingling and weakness of the left arm involving all the 5 fingers with a constant numbness front and back. Pain is 9 all over and ADLs are 9. She reports 100% relief with the injection that she receives in the shoulder and the knee area, and she is requesting for those. And in the medications are also helping her. Please review the records for today's visit for ADL, for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. The blood pressure is found to be 118/87. Pulse is 108. Pulse off is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same. She has an extreme spasm of the trapezius muscle on the left side, and with 2 trigger points. One in the cervical fiber and one in the thoracic upper. And she has a tenderness of the supra and infraspinatus tendon in the left shoulder. Similarly, and the finding of examination are the same. Maximum range is 90 degrees with poor grip. And tinel sign, phalen sign is positive in the left wrist area. All the fingers are reported numb. The rest of the examination for cervical, thoracic, and lumbar remains the same. And the patient has not been scheduled for any injections as there is a issue of getting the MRI done. Please review the records for rest of the information, which is ADL, system review, and substance abuse and compliance history. And diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is to provide the patient with an injection to the supraspinatus, infraspinatus of the left shoulder, and also trigger point injection to the trapezius muscles times 2 in the left side. Knee injection was not done. Her maps have been reviewed, and no other information. Regarding the procedure, please make the records as follows. Natasha Gibbs, date of service 6/18/2025, date of birth 2/4/87. The procedure being done is injection of the left supraspinatus tendon with steroid Injection of the intraspinal tendon of the left shoulder. Injection of the trigger point to the cervical fiber of the left trapezius. Injection to the trigger point of the thoracic fiber at the junction of the neck to the shoulder or left trapezius muscle. Procedure was done according to protocol. Each injection was done with 3 cc syringe, 1¼-inch long needle, 25 gauge, the dexamethasone with the mark end, 0.5%, was injected into each site. Band-aid was applied. There was no bleeding. Patient tolerated the procedure very well and reported resolution of her symptoms and walked away happy. Thank you.